Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is this thing on right now? It is late night. It doesn't matter, though. Welcome to Final Pitch here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Another night, another win for your Minnesota Twins. They start the seven-game road trip to both Seattle and Los Angeles with 11-6 victory. A win tonight against the Mariners. The phone number to call, as always, 651-989-9226. Twins improved their record to 28-15. And this game, in my opinion, wasn't as close as the final score. And I know that it was a five-run win, but the Twins were never really challenged tonight. And the way that you would like to see or start a series is what happened. Have your starting pitcher be handed a big lead and then have him be able to give you plenty of innings and not have to use multiple arms in your bullpen. And that's how it played out. Michael Pineda, he goes seven innings, gives up five hits, three of them solo home runs. Okay, that's the good part about it, right? You never want to give up home runs, but he gave up three of them, but they were all solo shots. Six strikeouts. I think the super positive thing tonight was that he had no walks on 91 pitches. So he was able to be efficient in terms of his pitch count and go the course of seven innings. But the story was the offense and all the home runs. And my goodness, is this team absolutely raking right now. The star of the night was CJ Cron, 4-for-5 from the plate with a monster home run in the fourth inning. Twins scored seven runs in the fourth, and for all intents and purposes, the game was over at that point. I want to bring DJ David Joseph into the conversation because, DJ, tonight it was just another evening of the Twins offense being showcased with so much power in that lineup.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, the game was close early, and then the Twins just break out for seven runs in that fourth inning. And really, I see tonight's game as kind of a get-healthy game. They had just a clawing, scratching series where they won two out of three in 3 one-run games from Los Angeles that we saw here at Target Field this week. And that was a good series. It was an entertaining series, mm-hmm. certainly from a fan's perspective. But it was a taxing series, I think, you know, for the team, for fans. I mean, it was intense, right?
Yep.
And then a game like this, you get Sano back. He gets a couple of doubles tonight, and everybody's hitting the wall. You can relax a little bit. You have some fun. You put a bunch of runs up, and it's a game that can, I think, get the Twins feeling healthy, feeling good, and feeling positive about continuing this road trip.
Well, 651-989-9226. I know a lot of people are probably asleep by now and maybe have checked out and thinking about the weekend. But if you're up or if you're driving around or if you're just kind of out and about and you did watch the game or would like to chat about Minnesota Twins baseball, definitely give us a buzz and we can talk about it here over the next 30 minutes at 651-989-9226. To me, though, ultimately, the biggest benefit of tonight, at least in my opinion, is that Pineda gave you seven innings and he handed the ball to Tyler Duffy and you didn't have to use up anybody in the bullpen. Like, he handed the ball off to one guy. Whenever you're starting a road trip, that's how you want your road trip to start. You want your starting pitcher in game number one, be efficient, give you innings, and you don't have to burn up a whole bunch of guys. That's how you like it. Tonight, that was the case with Seattle. They had to burn up guys. Their starting pitcher went three innings. So that was like a disastrous start for them. And Swanson just didn't give them anything. You know, he gave up eight earned runs and only went three innings. But if you're a Twins fan, that's how you wanted it to start. Yeah, we're going to look at the offense and we're going to, you know, talk glowingly about them and all that they provide and all that they did. But the number one thing that you're excited about is that Pineda looked much better tonight and you did not have to burn up a bunch of guys in your bullpen. Because it goes back to what you were just talking about in regards to the L.A. series. Mm-hmm. They did have to utilize their bullpen in that series. And some guys didn't look the part out of the bullpen. And even tonight, you know, Duffy comes in and he gives up the three-run home run. And that's another situation where you look and you say, okay, all right, our bullpen looks a little bit shaky, but the game was out of reach for all sense of purposes at that time.
Yeah, and that's what I mean by having a game to get healthy is that you only have to use two pitchers. And if it would have been closer, they would have used more at the end of the game, but they let Duffy pitch two innings. Yesterday against the Angels, Twins used four pitchers. 2 days ago on Tuesday, six pitchers. Monday, seven pitchers. So they used a lot of arms to win that series against the Angels. And a day like today, to have, you know, your starter, Pineda, go seven innings and bring Duffy in for two out of the bullpen, just brings a sigh of relief to the Twins bullpen. And hopefully that'll help us as we head on to the rest of this four-game series.
One of the things that I know that Twins fans have liked to do from time to time, and we've all been there, you know, when it comes to watching the team and having positive things to say, but at the same time, being critical of the team. Because that's how a fan should be, right? Like, when it's time to praise the team, praise the team. But when it's time to be critical and have to break down some of the things that you don't like, go ahead and do that. Well, one of the things that I think has been over-emphasized has been payroll, okay? And look, everybody would love for their favorite baseball team to have to go out or be able to go out there and spend a lot of money, okay? That's just not the way that it is. You're going to have ball clubs out there that will not spend as much as the Yankees, will not spend as much as the Red Sox. Will not, because we know that in professional sports, just because you spend a lot of money on a payroll doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to win a championship, okay? That's not typically how it works. You know, you have to draft good players. You have to, you know, do well in free agency and all of that. But when it comes to the Twins, can we just go ahead and give them some credit for the guys that they have put onto the roster and brought into this organization that have contributed this year? And one of the guys tonight that needs to get his props is CJ Cron. And we've talked about CJ Cron, and he's having a good year for the Twins. But one of the things that we looked up during the course of this game, because he was 4-for-5 tonight, and he had that monster shot in the fourth inning. But CJ Cron, at a salary of $4.8 million, you know how many home runs he hit last year for Tampa? He hit 30 home runs. You were able to get a guy on the cheap that hit that many home runs last season. That's a great signing for yourself. And he's showing his worth right now for the Minnesota Twins.
Yeah, and you know, if you think back to last year when the Twins made the deal for Brian Dozier and sent him to the Dodgers, Twins fans were not happy with that. And Dozier had a couple of years where he hit over 30, I think one where he hit over 40 home runs, and Twins fans were devastated that fan favorite Brian Dozier was leaving. And look, I'm there too. Dozier was a great part of this team, a great piece here for the Twins for years and years. But now in hindsight, let Dozier go at that point, find somebody else to fill second base for that year, and then you look at this year, and Crone's just one of the examples, but they have filled their roster with people who are, you know, Cron and others, Cruz, who are doing very well this year. And now,
Scope,
yeah, you know, removed from the Dozier situation, you go, well, maybe they do know what they're doing over there.
Well, look, let's just call it for what's going on right now. And it was brought up, I can't remember who it was, but I saw it last night on Twitter, but somebody was talking about Brian Dozier's production has dramatically tailed off. So, I mean, which is unfortunate because I like Brian Dozier. He's a good guy. He was a good dude here.
But if you're making decisions on how to best spend your money to make a winning ball team, it looks like they made the right decision with Dozier.
Yep.
As much as I hate to say it.
Yep. It just, you know, one of the things that you have to look at too is, and it's funny how we talk about these things, you know, the last week or last couple of weeks, and then you just really start to see it evolve right in front of your eyes. But what about Byron Buxton? We just talked about him last week, and he absolutely is looking the part of being the guy that we wanted him to be. Buxton looks absolutely comfortable at the plate, and he's starting to emerge. This is that season where you're feeling like he's gotten the confidence, he's starting to grow into the player that we all anticipated that he was going to be. And that's awesome for us. All right, 651-989-9226. We're taking your phone calls, talking Twins baseball. We'll start the conversation on the phone lines with Cammy in Minneapolis. What's up, Cammy?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great, especially since the Twins got another win today.
Absolutely. Win number 28 on the season.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, I've never been this excited about a twin season this early, especially this early in a season. I mean, the past years when we've thought that we were going to have a good team, you know, Twins fans out there know that, you know, it's been a disappointment. But so far this year, they've proven themselves.
No question about it. Let me ask you this, Cammy. Other than just the fact that the team is winning, what's been the most exciting thing, at least for you as a fan, to watch here to start off the year?
All of the home runs.
Yes. Cammy, she says chicks dig the long ball. She loves the home runs.
Yes, I do. That's the most exciting thing there is.
I hear you. Hey, thanks for the phone call.
Thank you.
All right, take care. That's Cammy checking in. And look, what did I say at the beginning of the year? No, we can sit here. We all love baseball, right? And every game is different. Yes, we're going to have games and nights and day games where you're going to watch a pitching duel. All right, we all love that, right? We saw it from Jake Odorizzi. We've seen it from Jose Barrios. Mm-hmm. But you're lying to yourself if you're going to sit there and say that you're not entertained by the home runs that you're seeing. Because we all are entertained by the home runs. That was fun to watch tonight. Okay? Castro with another home run. Kepler with a home run. You got Crone with a home run. Byron Buxton's going yard. I mean, we're just having fun out there. This is a lot of fun when it comes down to it in watching Twins baseball. There's no question about it. Yes, it's fun when they win games, and they're winning a bunch of games right now, but it's also a lot more fun when it comes to the way that they're doing it. We'll take a brief pause, but we'll take your phone calls here on Final Pitch, 651-989-9226. Twins win again, 11-6 over Seattle. We'll take your phone calls next.
Line drive left field, and Santana can't catch it. Oh, my. It's going to roll to the wall. Gonzalez into third base. He'll be held up there. Sano into second base, and we just witnessed why this Seattle Mariner team is the worst fielding team in baseball.
All right, welcome back to Final Pitch here on News Talk 830 WCCO. 11-6, that was the final score for your Minnesota Twins as they get win number 28 on the season. We're taking your phone calls at 651-989-9226. That highlight there, Miguel Sano with his first hit on the season. And on the night, he goes 2-for-5. And let's talk about that first hit, okay, of the year. Because he's listed as having two doubles on the evening. Now, did I feel like he honestly had two doubles? I honestly feel like he had a single and a double. So on that first hit, the outfielder, it was a bad play. He took a bad angle. I think that the ball, he got caught in between where he thought the ball was going to land or where he was going to be able to catch it, and he was not able to make the play. And it gets past him, and it goes to the wall. I thought it was going to be a tough play anyway, because when you talk about how Sano hit that ball, what the exit velocity in terms of when he hit it was, what, 105, I think? It was a well-hit ball, okay? Nicely done by Sano. Should the play have been made in the outfield? I think a lot of people feel like the outfielder should have made the play. But nonetheless, a good job by Miguel Sano at the plate tonight. I thought he looked comfortable. And I'll say this right now. Anybody out there that was overly critical of Miguel Sano coming back to this team, this organization right now, because, you know, we were getting those phone calls a week ago. Oh, I'm concerned about chemistry. I'm concerned about Sano. We're going to put him back into the lineup. And what if he's not? He's too talented to be a guy that you're going to be that concerned about bringing back to your organization. He is one of your cornerstone guys that you need to produce. Do you think for one second that this team is going to make a tremendous run in the postseason and he's not going to be a factor in that? I don't see that happening. Now, I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. But I think that you need Miguel Sano. And I thought he looked fine at the plate tonight. I don't know what you thought, DJ, about him at the plate. I thought he looked fine. Of course, you know, a guy goes out there and you're going to be like, oh, he's going to have to shake some of the rust off. He didn't look as rusty as most people, I think, expected him to be.
No, I thought it was a great start for Sano. It's not, you know, it's not a historic night by any means for him, but great for him to get one really solid hit. The other one, you could say it was misplayed, but at the end of the day, he hit a really good ball, made the player make a play, and he couldn't come up with it, and Sano comes away with two doubles, and you can't knock him for that. So, no, I thought Sano, considering all he's gone through the last 6 weeks, I thought had as well of a start to a season as you could expect.
And whatever we think about what occurred in the fourth inning, in the ninth inning, he hit a solid double to left, scoring Eddie Rosario, and that built the lead back to 11-6, would happen to be the final score. So props to Miguel Sano. But I don't get the angst for people being critical of Miguel Sano. I don't get it. I really don't. This was a guy that was an all-star with this team and this organization a couple of years ago, and hopefully he'll get back to being that guy this season. 651-989-9226. The guy that is absolutely on fire, though, right now, we talked about him earlier, is Byron Buxton. Buxton looks really good right now. He looks extremely comfortable at the plate, and he's starting to display some power at the plate with another home run this evening. I'm really feeling like Buxton is poised to really, you know, develop into the guy that we've all expected him to be for several years. What did everybody say in regards to Major League Baseball as him being a prospect? That he was either one or two or three in all of Major League Baseball in terms of how good potentially we think that he can be. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say that he's going to be the best player in Major League Baseball, but right now it's more than just defensively he's taking care of business. It's more than just the speed. He is starting to do a much better job at the plate for the Minnesota Twins. 651-989-9226. Once again, Michael Pineda. Pretty solid night tonight on the mound. He goes seven innings, and all in all, to start a road trip, that is what you want to have happen. Your starting pitcher, he goes out there, he gets some run support early, he doesn't squander it. Of course, he gave up three home runs, but they were solo shots, and he was able to go seven, handed the ball to Duffy, and he was able to shut the door there in the final couple of innings.
One of the things we talked about last night after Buxton hit the home run in the win over the Angels is, and we heard Buxton talk about this, the bottom third of the Twins lineup has been doing great. And last night, four RBI and six hits from the bottom third of the lineup, the last three. And tonight, they outdid themselves.
Yep.
Six RBI from Castro, Buxton, and Sano added one as well. And, I mean, that's great news for Sano or for Buxton, and great news for a Twins lineup that we've seen all year. There's not a weak spot in the lineup at this point.
And one of the things that we do have to mention, okay, it'd be very disingenuous to not talk about Seattle and defensively how they struggle. You heard in the soundbite Dan Gladden mention how they are defensively. They are not a stellar team defensively. They are a team that you saw tonight that made a few mistakes. But when you're a good team like you're the Minnesota Twins, you need to take advantage of those mistakes that other teams are making. No question about that. All right, let's take a quick break. Final segment. We'd love to take your phone calls. 11-6. Are we already bored with the winning? I feel like Twins fans were bored with the winning. Let's not get bored with the winning. 651-989-9226. Twins win 11-6 over Seattle. All right, final segment here, final pitch on News Talk 830 WCCO. Twins win 11-6, and I feel like we're already bored with all the winning. No, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. I know that it's 1:22 at night. On a Thursday night, people got to get up and go to work. I understand it. It's all good. But this is what West Coast baseball is, right? We go out to the West Coast. We bash a few heads on a Thursday night, and everybody goes to sleep, and they're just kind of, you know, we'll get to Friday and watching some more Twins baseball tomorrow night when they face Seattle again. But this is going to be not only a fun, I think, road trip. I don't know how you guys feel about West Coast games and being up late. It doesn't bother me and DJ just because our show is from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. So this is the typical hours that we're on the air anyway, a little bit past the time that we're on the air. But the bottom line is this is a lot of fun watching late night baseball. I know people that absolutely love watching the West Coast trips. And then there's that segment of fans that absolutely dread it. They hate it. They're like, oh, I'm up way past my bedtime. Come on. this is part of being a baseball fan. You got to love the late night baseball games too. All right, let's take a phone call from Dwayne in Bloomington. He wants to chime in on Twins baseball. What's up, Dwayne?
Morning, Mr. Lake.
How you feeling, man? What about those Twinkies?
Every time I hear the term Twinkies, and believe me, I love the Twinkies. I think of
you love a Twinkie.
Well, you know any guys my size that don't love Twinkies? It's the nickname, the Twinkies. I remember Steve Lombardozzi after the 87 World Series. They were, like, interviewing people on the field, and, like, he just barged in and started screaming, "We're not the Twinkies anymore."
I hear you, man. I hear you.
So you're talking to a guy that loves West Coast baseball because there's a guy who's stuck at work.
Yep.
The first couple of hours of work always sails by because you're listening to baseball.
No question.
I love it.
Yep. No, I love it. I mentioned that, too. I mean, these are me and DJ's working hours anyway, so, you know, we appreciate it.
I like it how you call radio work.
What is? It is.
It's only work when I call in, let's be honest.
It's not. I'm not saying it's heavy lifting. I'm not digging ditches or nothing like that or whatever, but it's all good, man. No, we appreciate you being part of the show. But your guy, Miguel Sano, came back tonight.
Yes, and I was very happy. I haven't actually talked to him in the last couple of days, but I have talked to his sister a couple of times, and he's very excited. And you know, I think you made a really good point earlier when you talked about it. I mean, listen, we're doing great without him, right? But if we really want to advance in the playoffs, the more talent you got in the lineup, the better.
Yep.
And I realize that we're a long ways from making the playoffs, but it's hard for me to see how we're not more likely to make a playoff run with him in the lineup than, you know, with him out of the lineup. Another thing that I'm thinking is, you know, it's you put him in at the number seven spot like he was tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all of a sudden, it makes those five and six hitters harder to pitch around.
Well, I think
put people on base with the big stick coming up, you know?
Yeah, well, I think that's the perfect spot to utilize him in right now because there's no pressure on him and everything is working well. But eventually, as he gets his timing down and he starts to really start racking up some of those hits, then you boost him up there in the up in the order.
Well, I agree. And another thing I think, and listen, I mean, anybody that knows me and as a Twins fan knows that I overpay attention to Miguel, right? He's my favorite player. You know what? Another thing I'm thinking, if he's in the middle of a better lineup now, I mean, there were times in the last couple, well, not last year so much, but the year before that,
mm-hmm.
I think they pitched around him a lot in big spots. And, you know, he's a young guy, and he feels the pressure. He knows he's one of the guys they're counting on. He starts expanding the strike zone. He starts swinging at pitches he shouldn't. The number of walks he takes goes down. And I think if he's in a better lineup, you know, with people behind him, he's not going to be as easy to pitch around, and hopefully that'll make him more selective at the plate. I really do think that was a problem a couple seasons ago. He didn't want to take a walk. He wanted to help the team, you know. He wanted to do what he thought he was there to do.
Yep. Yep. Hey, thanks for the phone call from Dwayne in Bloomington. Look, there's no question that I believe that Miguel Sano needs to show improve and become the player that we all envision him to be. Okay? That's on him. He has to do his part. It's one thing for the organization to put him in a position to be successful. Now he has to do his part, too. Buxton, same deal. Buxton's coming off a year that people were disappointed in. He's showing that he's taking steps forward to be the player that we expect him to be. Now it's time for Miguel Sano to do the same thing.
Yeah, and it's not going to be tomorrow or this series or this month that we're going to find out who Sano is going to be as a player. It's going to be next year or the year after.
Over the course of the year, yeah, exactly.
And we will, you know, hopefully he can stay on the field long enough, you know, barring any other injuries or anything, that we can give him a good shot and know who he really is as a player.
I'm with you. I'm totally with you. All right, that's going to wrap it up for a final pitch. Oh, yeah, we do. Oh, I'm blanking out here. DJ's got me. He's got me covered. That's why he's an incredible producer. We have the good hands play of the game. We have to get to that.
And there's balls crushed to left field. That ball Boy, they're not even going to try to chase this one, and that is way up there. Off the bat of C.J. Krohn. Two-run homer. Twins now lead 4-1.
All right, so that was the good hands play of the game brought to you by Allstate, and it was C.J. Krohn. He continues to impress. He gets it done in another home run. Props to him, man. He's doing an incredible job for the Minnesota Twins, but that is our Allstate good hands play of the game. All right, 11-6, that is the final when it comes to Twins baseball tonight. Back in action tomorrow night right here on your radio home for Twins baseball, News Talk 830 WCCO.